News, I'm Joe Palca.
And with that, I introduce the next president of the United States, Joe Biden.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, once a presidential contender herself, introduces the former vice president at a high school in Detroit, Michigan last night. Michigan being that pot of electoral gold at the end of the primary rainbow, Joe Biden now the front runner and enjoying very optimistic poll numbers in that much sought after state for today's primaries. Last night, Bernie Sanders supporters infiltrated the Biden rally with signs protesting the former VP's support for the North American Free Trade Agreement 25 years ago.
That's all right. Let him go. It's not a Trump rally.
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders himself hoping to keep his campaign alive in a state that he captured against Hillary Clinton 4 years ago.
Does anybody in their right mind believe that if you're rich, you should be able to afford a vaccine and save your life, but if you're poor, you got to die? Is that really where we're at the United States of America? So obviously, we will make vaccines free to every man, woman, and child.
Stay updated on our election coverage throughout the day today by visiting our website at voanews.com. The impact from the coronavirus remains unabated, with the death toll across Europe reaching 511. There have been 97 new deaths in Italy, the worst-hit European country. In the United States, efforts are now underway to support the people, either via loans or tax cuts. U.S. Congressman from New York, Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
One thing is clear, that the American people are the ones who will need the relief if Congress acts. Not the millionaires, not the billionaires, not the multinational corporations. First and foremost, the American people.
This is VOA News. A reason for some optimism on Wall Street today. Stock markets in Asia rebounded Tuesday after a day in which investor worries about oil prices and the coronavirus outbreak led to a massive sell-off. Sometime ago, just a little while ago, the Dow was up 475 points, which was just under 2%. Japan's Nikkei index yesterday, earlier today, rallied from an initial drop to a gain of about 1%, while European markets had similar gains in early trading. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is deploring the violent escalating attacks against political opponents of the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Michelle Bachelet presented an oral update of the situation in Venezuela to the UN Human Rights Council Tuesday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet says the human rights situation in Venezuela has worsened since she last reported on conditions in that country in December. She speaks through an interpreter.
My office has also documented aggressions against members of the political opposition, protesters, and journalists. And the security forces did not act to prevent such aggressions. We have also registered cases of seizures by political parties and NGOs. These aggressions are usually accompanied by a rhetoric that stigmatizes, exposes, and discredits the victims and justifies violence.
Bachelet, a former president of Chile, says she's also concerned about pending legislation to sanction human rights organizations that receive funding from abroad. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Jorge Valero Buceno, criticized the High Commissioner's presentation as lacking in balance, but he notes the necessity of maintaining a dialogue with her office and says his country welcomes its technical assistance. The trial of three Russians and a Ukrainian citizen over the July 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in separatist-controlled eastern Ukraine has opened in the Netherlands. The suspects are charged with the murders of 298 passengers who were killed when flight MH17 flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was shot down by a Russian-made anti-aircraft missile. Brian Clancy arrived with his wife Lisa to observe the proceeding, having lost relatives in that downed airliner.
We've come here to try and make sure that justice is going to be followed and that the truth comes out as to what actually happened.
All four of the suspects remain at large and were not at the high-security court located near the airport where the doomed flight took off, despite the issuance of international warrants for their arrest. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. VOA.